So, good morning, and I would like to welcome you all at the HAPIX 2017 Spring Meeting 2. My name is Balázs Bagó, as it was already told. I'm representing the Wigner Data Center here. First of all, I would like to share you some practical information which is going to be really helpful for you during the whole week. And after that, I'll be talking a little bit about Wigner Data Center and Wigner RCP itself. Here on that slide, you can see a lot of contact information. These information are also available on the internet on the Indico page of this event, so you don't have to write it down right now. We just wanted to make it sure that you can see that if you had any questions, just turn on us, and you can call us on the telephone as well, and there is an email address you can contact us there too. In administrational questions or organizational questions, please seek Andrea Gál, Gábor Pető, or myself. And in technical issues, please try to contact Domokos Szabó or Gábor Szentiványi. I'm pretty sure that most of you are already connected to the internet, but for those who didn't do so, I would like to share some information about it. So there is an ad room access available here. There is also a general local guest SSID called Mars, and the password is what you can see there. And there is also a small sign indicating the password on that podium over there. And I would suggest you to take a picture about this slide now so that you will have always the passwords with you. And there is also a dedicated Wi-Fi for this occasion, for this meeting, with the SSID of HAPIX underscore 2017 dash S. There's a password as well. Another important information is the invoicing. We would like to hand you over the invoices up until Friday noon. That would be the latest time. We would like to do it a little bit earlier, but that's our deadline, actually. In order to do that, we would need some invoicing information, of course, and most of you had already submitted us that information. Thank you very much for that. But if somebody didn't do that, please check your mailboxes, because we had sent you a letter from noreply@wignerdc.hu last Wednesday, and with the subject of HAPIX additional information. And this letter contains an individual link just suited for you, and throughout linking on that, clicking on that link, you can send us those information which is necessary for us for the invoicing. One more information about the streaming. These presentations are going to be streamed out to the internet, and the files are going to be, I mean, the video files are going to be uploaded to the Indico site of this event, hopefully during May. Yeah, the coffee break. Most of you have already seen that the coffee break is here at that passageway here next to this room. And now about the lunch. The lunch is going to be in the Crudy room. The Crudy room is located within this building in the basement, so in level minus one. And you are going to, you received already your vouchers for the mail. These vouchers are going to be given to you each day. So in the morning at the registration, you are going to get your vouchers for that given day. And it is important to see that one voucher is for a daily meal, meaning that one starter and one main course is going to be included into that meal. If you want to have something different, I mean some desserts or soups or something like that, it is going to be available too, but that is not included into that voucher. So please, you can pay for that by credit card or maybe cash. The welcome reception is going to be, again, at the Crudy Hall. This is going to be starting at 5:45 p.m. today. So again, the Crudy Hall is in the basement of this very building. And now the data center visit. We wanted you to give the possibility to visit Wigner Data Center. This is going to be either on Tuesday or on Thursday. You had already sent us your choice, and based on that, we made the list. You can see on that small map over there that the data center is located in the western side of Budapest. and it's about 11, 12 kilometers away from here, and it takes about 35 minutes to get there. So this is why we have organized a bus for you, which bus is going to transport you to the to our campus, and after the data center visit, it's going to transport you back to the to this place where we are now. The whole thing is going to take about 2.5 hours, so it's a relatively long program. And the buses, or the bus, is going to leave at 5:45 p.m. from the parking place of this building. The parking place is, so whenever you leave this building at the main entrance, you will be facing the parking place. So you cannot miss it because it's immediately at the entrance. And now some really crucial information. So it is really, really difficult to get into our campus, and that is why we ask from you several information in order to make possible that you can access it. So these information were your name, as it is indicated in your passport, the passport number, and the nationality. And whenever I say here passport, I mean the same, the official document with which you could enter Hungary. So if you came from the overseas, it's definitely your passport. And if you came from a country within the Schengen zone, it might be your passport or it might be your ID card too. The first important thing is that please have that official document, I mean either the passport or the ID card with you, because without that you will not be able to enter our site. So that's, everybody needs to have that card, because if you don't have it, you will be waiting outside while the other going to, others are going to be on the data center visit. And the other important thing is that you have to bring with you that official document, the number of which you had sent us earlier. So if you had sent us your passport number earlier, then definitely you have your passport with you, and that's the same with the ID card. It's because when you enter the campus, there is an authentication, and the guard is going to check if the passport number we have provided for that person is the same that which is in your passport. So that is why it's so important. Without the positive authentication or successful authentication, you cannot enter our site. Most of you had already sent us those informations, again, at that individual link, so thank you very much. But if some of you did not send that information so far, please seek that mail and enter us or submit us that information. And if somebody didn't even receive that mail on some reason, just contact me and we are going to find a solution for that. The group photo is going to be taken on Wednesday during the first coffee break. And the photographer is he's really busy, and that's why he asked that we should have that photograph taken in the first half of that coffee break. So my suggestion would be that we shouldn't have a coffee at the first time at that coffee break, but we should go immediately after the presentations to the location of that photographing, and after that we can come back to have the coffee break. And the group photo is going to be taken at the main stairway of this building between the second and the third floor. So here you can see the picture of the stairway, but we are going to be one story upper. Still Wednesday, the banquet is going to be on a ship on the Danube in frame of a cruise. The shipboarding is going to be starting at 6:30 p.m. Please make sure that you will be there, because the ship has a really tight schedule, and also because it's once the ship is offshore, it's really difficult to get aboard. Here, this map indicates the location of the pier where the ship is going to leave. So the upper red arrow shows the place where we are now, and the red arrow below that's indicate the pier. Actually, it's at the southern foot of the chain bridge. And whenever you leave this building at the main entrance, you will be facing southwards, and you will be seeing the chain bridge. And after that a little bit, you will find that pier. It's only a five-minute walk, maybe. And we had also indicated there that yellow dotted line indicates the most simple and also the safest way, how you can get there by foot. This cruise is going to take about 3 hours, and the boarding passes are going to be handed over to you only in the morning of Wednesday, because it is crucial to have that boarding pass with you on that day. And now some words about the Wigner Data Center and Wigner RCP itself. So the Wigner Data Center is part of Wigner Research Center for Physics, that is the Wigner RCP. And Wigner Data Center is not an autonomous legal entity, but the Wigner RCP is the legal entity. Wigner RCP also belongs to the research network of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. And actually, this is the linkage why we can be here today, because that's how the Academy and Wigner are connected together. The roots of Wigner RCP go back up until the 1950s, so that was the time when the research activity started on our campus in the western part of Budapest. And Wigner RCP itself, as it is today, was established in 2012 with the merger of two institutes that were already part of the research network of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. These institutes were... The one is the Institute for Particle and Nuclear Physics, and the other one is the Institute for Solid-State Physics and Optics. Here you can see several statistical information about our organization. So the annual budget is about 15 million euros. The headcount is about 350 people, out of which 25 people work for Wigner Data Center. IT has been in the focus of the research activity on our campus for decades. Here, when I say decades, I think that it started in the middle of the 60s. So it's a really, really long story. One important milestone for that of that story is when we started our contribution to the WLCG. That was in 2004 with the start of a Tier 2 center on our campus. And this was actually operated by Szabolcs Ernát. After a long two-run tendering phase, Wigner finally won CERN's Tier 0 tender in 2012. After that, the construction of the infrastructure of Wigner Data Center started. That was in the middle May of 2012. And the construction was finished in November 2013. The whole construction was financed by Hungarian National Fund, so no EU money or something like that was involved. It was financed absolutely by Hungarian Fund. These pictures indicate where we started the construction and the other one, and where we finished it up. Obviously, the right picture indicates the result. The operation of Wigner Data Center started in January 2013. And out of these dates, you can see that during 2013, there was about a one-year period when the construction and the operation of the data center had to be done simultaneously. So this was a really challenging period in our lives. And what do we do at the data center nowadays? We have three different kinds of service that we provide to our clients. The first one is just pure infrastructure lease. It is provided for a company which is owned by the Hungarian state here in Hungary. Then our strongest and most important pillar is actually the service which is provided for CERN, and it's an enhanced hosting service. Here, these data, what you can see here, they concern actually our last 4.5 years, so that's from the very beginning of the data center operation. So we promised our availability to be 99.99% in our contract, and it seems so that we could prove that value or have that value. We also had several thousand interventions in the last 4.5 years, and yes, we also had three SLA violations altogether. But I wouldn't say that they were really crucial ones, because they were actually some increases of temperature in the Coildale, and they were no computers had to be shut down. So I think that they were not so crucial. And our most value-added service is to provide cloud services for both the academic sphere, both in Hungary and both abroad. And we would like to contribute to R&D and I project. Throughout that, we would like to make that to provide these services. In order to do that, we have now two clouds. The Wigner cloud is the one, and the other one is the academic cloud, actually the MTA cloud. All of these clouds are not really different on the technical aspects, but they very much differ on the financial aspects, because Wigner cloud is being financed by Wigner data center itself, and it provides services for Wigner researchers. Meanwhile, the academic cloud is being supported and financed by the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, and it provides services for the whole academic sphere here in Hungary. And now I would like to give over the word for Ms. Silvia Rácz, but one more sentence which needs to be told to you, that if somebody is here without finishing the registration, please, in the first coffee break, go finish your registration, and the registration table is going to be moved here next to this room, so where the coffee break takes place. So I have one more slide left. I promise you to give you the information, or the location of the practical information. So first of all, you can find that on the Indico page of this event. If you cannot find those information directly, just please go to the hapix.org, and throughout that page you will find the Indico side of that meeting. And in the small backpack you just received today, in that backpack there is a printed paper about the most important practical information. So now I would like to pass over the word for Ms. Silvia Rácz, and she is the senior IT engineer of Wigner Data Center. Thank you very much.